From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel at the Capitol.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It is always a day of pomp and circumstance when a new Congress is sworn in, but even more so today, as Nancy Pelosi became the first woman Speaker of the House.
And joining me to help describe the energy here in the Capitol today is NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook. And Andrea, what have you seen today? We've all seen a lot of children around here.
Yes, tons and tons of children. The whole place is sort of like a circus for one day. There are celebrities, Richard Gere and Tony Bennett, wandering around attracting scrums wherever they go, and people wearing special buttons and brooches that say Madam Speaker 2007. And of course, as you say, the children. Children running up and down the aisles of the House of Representatives. One day they get to do this. I got a chance to speak to some of these little girls in party dresses and little boys in tiny little ties. And so I actually spoke to some of these smaller constituents. Tell me your name.
Mary Elliott.
Mary Elliott.
Adderhall.
And what are you doing here today?
With my dad.
What do you have around your neck here?
It's my ticket to the floor.
On a red satin ribbon, huh?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Douglas.
And you're wearing a tie.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
And what are you doing here today?
Playing.
Playing. Well, apart from all the playing and all the ceremony, any real business going on today in the
really,
Capitol?
There is some actual real business, but funnily enough, a lot of it is behind the scenes. On the Speaker's Lobby, which is just off the House floor, it's this really ornate, beautiful place with tile floors and chandeliers. The administration, the clerk of the House, has set up this folding tables. It couldn't be less ceremonious here. They're marked alphabetically. It's kind of like a PTA meeting. Members of Congress go up and pick up their new credentials. That you'd think that picking up your voting card and your lapel pin would be a slightly more, you know, there would be some pomp around it. So I caught a few of these members to talk about the day. First, you'll hear Elijah Cummings, who's a Democrat from Baltimore, who is actually kind of sober.
It's not as big a deal after you've done it a few times. But I maybe I have a different view of this job than some. I see it as a job. I've come here to work, to serve the people of my state of Maryland.
My name is Doris Matsui. I'm the 5th District of California, which is Sacramento, California. All members today, whether they're new or returning, are picking up their identification and everything for the new Congress. So I picked up my pin, which we wear to identify ourselves.
The pin is like a big, it's like a lapel pin.
It's a lapel pin, it truly is, right.
Huh, and where does that get you?
That gets us into all the complex of the Capitol, in our House office buildings and in the Capitol itself.
Congressman Mark Kirk, you have gone from the majority to the minority. How is this day for you?
It's great. I think there's a ton of things you can get done as any kind of member of Congress, as long as you have the right approach and build bipartisan coalitions.
It obviously helps to be able to put a brave face on the day when you've moved from the majority to the minority. One last question. After all of this hoopla is over, after the dust settles, do you think Congress is going to be very much different under this new leadership?
Well, I hate to say the old cliche, time will tell, but I think there is some of that here. I mean, there's a certain rhythm of business in the Capitol, with members trying to get home in their districts on the weekends. There's sort of this plodding rhythm that develops after time. The Democrats have said that they want a change of tone, and so they are trying to change the way this place is run, and I think we'll see some differences, probably not huge ones.
Well, NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook, thank you very much.
You're welcome.